Welcome to the Neurodiverse Toolbox with Sheila Kieschlin and Paige Kieschlin.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Mom.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm busy, but okay. So what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about seasonal affective disorder.
Wow, that sounds like a good time. Is that because you live in Montana?
No, because it was just one of the things that sounded interesting. I didn't realize, and I was just interested to see what it was. So I was like, we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
So, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, winter blues, winter depression, seasonal depression, whatever you want to call it, is a mood disorder characterized by depression that occurs at the same time every year. SAD occurs in climates where there is less sunlight at certain times of the year.
Yep.
Symptoms normally start for most people with SAD. Symptoms normally start within the fall to early winter and are finished by spring or early summer. But some people, it's the opposite. They're depressed during the spring and the summer and aren't during the winter and the fall.
That's so strange, but okay.
Yeah. And the symptoms will start off mild and they'll get more severe as, winter or whatever goes through.
Time goes on.
As time goes on, it gets
seasonally, they start off mild every season and then get worse as you get into the season.
Yes.
Okay. And not they get worse as through the years.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Through the season.
Got it.
Symptoms, the normal symptoms, not seasonal symptoms, are just like normal depression. So I'm going to assume most of you know what the symptoms of depression are. Or no?
So go through them a little. I mean, just in case somebody doesn't.
One is loss of interest in things that were once loved activities or interests, feeling just hopeless, sleeping a lot, having sleep problems, having eating problems, like people who overeat, maybe even undereat, feeling not wanting to live is one.
Okay. So what else did you learn?
Okay. And then specifically, symptoms specific to the winter onset, SAD, involve oversleeping, appetite changes, especially craving foods that are high in carbohydrates. Weight gain, tiredness, or low energy. And then the ones for the spring and the summer, SAD. Insomnia. Poor appetite, loss weight, anxiety, and increased irritability.
Yeah, because you're not sleeping.
Not sleeping.
Yeah, okay.
And then for people who, it's not a neurodiversity, but I just thought this was kind of interesting. SAD and people who are bipolar, which is also another mood disorder.
Yeah.
To my understanding, it's mistaken. Women are can be diagnosed with bipolar instead of ADHD.
Often, yeah.
Often. Interesting. I don't see the two as very similar.
Well, the characteristics of ADHD in women often appear very differently, right? So,
Right. Okay. I guess
I have
so.
a couple of clients that have both. And so, like, the getting the diagnosis of one or the other actually took a really long time for them. Yeah. So,
I see.
yeah, what else?
So people with bipolar have an increased risk of having seasonal depression, obviously. And some people with bipolar, episodes of mania may be linked to a specific season. So, like, Rebecca has bipolar, and every fall, she's manic. That would suck.
Yeah.
Especially once you realized what was happening. There's nothing you can really, well, I mean, there's things that you can do, but like, I'm sure it still happens.
What do you think knowing why it happens or being able to prepare yourself for it
Is
is?
kind of comforting.
I
Yeah, I
mean, if it,
suppose so.
yeah, I mean, if it just happened every year and you had no clue why, that would be very disconcerting.
It would be very concerning.
Yeah.
Okay. So now specifically seasonal disorder or seasonal depression and ADHD.
Yes.
Unlike everything else that we've talked about, I couldn't find a specific percentage of people. But based off of what I read, I'm going to assume that it's a good percentage of people with ADHD can also have seasonal depression, is what I'm going to assume based off of logic.
Okay.
And so one article I read says that because of the se so when the season changes into fall, we all know that the time, like daylight savings time, happens. And so that also messes up our circadian rhythm, the biological clock. So naturally, being able to sleep during the fall and the winter is going to be more difficult than it is in the spring and the summer when the sun sets at 9 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm shocked that more people don't have sleep problems during the winter.
I mean, a fair number of people have sleep problems.
No.
Like all of my clients, every client I've ever had has trouble
Yeah, but I
sleeping.
mean, you specifically work with people who are neurodiverse. That's a part of being neurodiverse.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I'm talking about like the general public. They seem to be fine with sleeping.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. As well as the combined, so during the winter, the holidays are here and the snow and the ice and all of that crap is here mixed with the holidays. It creates a very negative. I really like the holidays. I have no reason not to like the holidays.
No, but they can be like
But
stressfully
it
busy for
can
some
be
people.
stressful, yes, but also the holidays are sometimes fun. Oh, I guess not a fun fact. This is actually kind of depressing. Suicide rates
Yeah.
actually
Spike.
increase by
Yeah.
like a lot during the holidays. It's so sad.
It
I
is so
love
sad.
giving and spending time with my family during the holidays. And that's
Yes, but if
sad
you
that
didn't
some
have
people can't do
family,
that.
or if you weren't close to, if you were estranged for your from your family,
That would make
or
it kind of sad.
it would make it, there's like more of an emphasis on it because everybody's like, if everybody you know is going to go see their family for the
And then
holidays
you're
and
just
you're all alone.
alone. Aww.
Where's that? Yeah.
That's very so that I think is part of it. According to the National Mental Health Association, the most difficult months for sad, seasonal depression sufferers are January and February, and are more at risk, and for and younger people and women are more at risk of it. And apparently that's just true for depression in general. So, which that makes sense. Because I remember learning in psychology, women, while men express their when they're upset through physical anger, women hold it in and internally self-destruct instead of ex destructing on other people in property.
Yeah, it's really clear when I do coaching groups. Like
Oh.
the men talk about, men want to talk about anger management a lot, and women want to talk about like shame and depression.
The brain
Not
is
that
so
men don't have
fascinating.
shame, they totally do, but like their bigger issue is like they fly off the
Anger.
handle.
Right. Brain is interesting. Brain is fascinating.
The brain is fascinating.
It's a fascinating thing. Okay, so melatonin, for those of you who don't know, it's a neurotransmitter, usually here to help you sleep. However, this thing, so it's actually not a neurotransmitter, it's a hormone,
There we
but
go. Okay.
it blah blah blah. It is produced at an increased levels in the dark. Melatonin may cause symptoms of depression when daylight savings time ends and it begins getting darker earlier in the day. The production of melatonin increases, which may cause depressive episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't, I mean, like, I knew that melatonin helped you sleep, but I didn't realize that it started like its thing when it was dark out. Is that why people in the movie, like when I go to the movies and it goes dark, sometimes I feel really tired?
Could be. It's also
Interesting.
like you're usually eating there, so your tummy's all full and it's dark and like.
Nice and comfortable. Sometimes, like the ones at the mall where you are, they're super, like they go all the way back and everything. They're super nice. You
They're
could
a
get really
little too
comfortable.
comfy,
Too comfy.
right? And the movie theater near us has like a bar, so you can like get a drink. So
Our
you're
movie theater here
full,
is
you've had
not fancy.
alcohol, you're laying down, it's dark. Yeah, somebody's gonna fall asleep for sure.
Ours isn't that fancy, but it's still good.
So what else?
Treatment. So there is obviously medication. Medication is one that you can do. You should talk to a or a person first, a medical person
Doctor,
first, a doctor,
a
whoever you talk
prescribing
to.
doctor, yes.
Prescribing doctor, preferably. Don't talk to a random doctor on the side of the road.
Or us.
Or there's also light therapy, phototherapy, light therapy, bright light therapy, whatever you know it by. And that is a therapy that expose is the exposure of exposure to direct sunlight or artificial light at a controlled wavelength. So I guess there are like specific lamps that
They're
mimic the
specific.
sun.
They're not even really lamps. They're like, they look like little TV screens.
Oh,
I have
okay.
a client that has it. And so it looks like a little TV screen, and you have special little glasses that you still have to wear because you're basically looking at the sun.
Looking at the sun, right?
And yeah, you sit in front of it.
It just sounds nice. Oh, wait. Remember that movie I used to watch, Wild Child?
Do you have it?
She had one and she would like hold it up to her. And the girls were like, "What the hell are you doing?" And she's like, "It's dark. I'm getting my
Well,
tan on."
yeah, no, she's clearly not using it in the right way. But
For sure.
I know my client that has SAD even sits outside with his little light box.
Aww.
He calls it his happy box. So he sits outside with his happy box, regardless of the temperature or time of day. Well, because
Oh.
he's like, it's supposed to be the sun. So, like, I go
Does he live
outside
in
because that's where the
Colorado?
sun is. He does.
Because it can get really cold.
Yeah, he wears a coat. It's all right.
I did
I
read when
mean,
I
he was
was
out there
reading.
forever.
Right. I did read a tip when I was reading this information. The internet told me that if you are looking to buy one, you should specifically find ones that are UV free. To prevent sunburn, you wouldn't want to use it and get sunburned.
No, that'd be unfortunate. I'm
It's
sure
interesting that
whatever.
they would.
I mean, you need a prescription for it, I think.
Oh, okay. So you can't just go onto Amazon and buy one.
My goodness, I hope not. But because you're told a specific like formula of how
Oh,
long to look
you're
at it.
supposed to do. Okay.
Yeah. So you shouldn't do it all by yourself. Get some medical advice.
Okay. Anywho,
Even if you
so the
can
point.
by on your own, you should get some medical advice.
Okay, so for mild symptoms, spending time outdoors during the day or arranging homes and work places to receive more sunlight can be helpful. So I guess if you have a more mild case of it, you don't technically need. I guess just going outside and being in nature and natural sunlight will help.
Which everybody with ADHD should be doing anyway to manage their ADHD. So if you're not, go outside, Paige. And it's really cold up there right
I
now,
have to do
actually.
some errands today, so I'm going to be one of my things, the app that I mentioned a few weeks months or a few weeks ago, the widget app or
Yeah.
the self-care bird thing. One of
You
my goals that I
pinch.
accidentally put was to step outside, to step like go outside of the house at least once.
Good. I'm
Waffle
glad
really likes it.
you're supposed to go outside.
That's all I have. Do you have anything to add?
No, I mean, I know a few people that have it. So one's a client, one's another coach that I know. She actually moved. She lived in Boston, and it's really sort of like
Depressing.
gray and dirt. It's not depressing. Boston's a great
I
city.
really want to go to Boston.
Boston's a
I have a
great
weird thing
city.
with Boston, apparently.
But the weather's a little gray and cloudy often. And so she moved to South Carolina. Didn't know anybody, just was like,
I'm moving
I have
somewhere
to do this.
sunnier.
She didn't want to take medication. And so she moved to
Is she
She got
happier?
her company transferred her. And she yeah, I mean, she seems better.
Well, that's good.
So I guess another option is you can totally disrupt your life and move
Just
somewhere
move.
else. I also had we have a family friend, so I'll tell you who it is later, that
Okay.
used to live in Alaska and had a really hard time with it. And so she had to
Oh.
move away from Alaska because, you know, for half the year it was lasting a really
Dark.
long time.
Right? It was pitch
Yeah.
dark.
Yeah. So it wasn't following the usual pattern that SAD usually follows because it's darker up there longer for half the year, right? So, or for really more than half the year because she was pretty far north. So yeah. So, I mean, some people move just to a sunnier place. I would think that that's like a fairly mild case, though, where the actual sun's gonna be all you need, right?
Yeah.
And then I have that one client who sits outside with his happy box.
Whatever works, I guess. As long
Yeah.
as he doesn't tell people who are walking by what he's doing. Oh, this is my happy box.
He
Ignore me.
lives. He lives in downtown Denver on like the 10th floor, so he's not calling down to the pedestrians now.
Okay.
He's just out on his tiny, tiny balcony that he has that goes to his
Right.
apartment. Yeah.
Okay.
Although maybe it would inspire other people to also go outside, right? I mean, he also has ADHD, right? Which is why he's my client.
Yes.
So like he's like, oh yeah, outside and the sun. Like I'm doing two good th things for myself, right? So it works. Yeah. How's the weather up there? Speaking of dark and
Well,
sad and depressing.
it's actually when I originally when I when Ian was like, "Oh, we're moving to Montana," I was like, "Oh, great, it's gonna be like dark and depressing the whole time." But it's actually not that different from Colorado. Like lately, not now, but earlier this week, it was like 60 and beautiful. And then
That's nice.
Tuesday hit. Like all last week, it was like in the 60s. And then, no, 2 days ago, it snowed. So now we have a high wind warning. Yesterday, when Ian came home from work, it was like 10 degrees. But the sun is
Yeah.
still out, so a lot of the snow melted.
I'm looking at my weather app. It's a little nippy there. Well, it's
Little
going to be a
nippy.
little nippy later this weekend.
Yeah.
Alexis and I check often to compare our weather with your weather to see how you're
Nice,
doing.
nice North
Like,
Carolina.
no, in Colorado. So we like on Sunday, we're supposed to be 42 and you're supposed to be 16. Her.
Yay.
So yeah. All right. Anything else to add?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you wanted to coach with me, see my information at bigbangcoaching.net. If you are interested in emailing us, you can reach us at the ndtoolbox@gmail.com. And if you wanted to see our website, please go to the neurodiversetoolbox.podbean.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Neurodiverse Toolbox.